I don't think Allosaurus played well with others, and so it makes sense to me that it would attempt to kill any competitor in its territory. And so that may be what happened to the Ceratosaurus found in the Colorado Quarry.
These animals lived in the same environment at the same time and potentially would have been competitors. One way to decrease competition is for each of them to actually take or specialize in different prey.
But when prey was scarce, dividing up the food was not an option for either of these dinosaurs. The prehistoric killing field found in Colorado proved that two major predators had come face to face at the Allosaurus feeding ground. When Allosaurus and Ceratosaurus fought, the Jurassic world was turned upside down as the hunter became the hunted. Two of the largest predators in dinosaur history were on a collision course at the 150 million year old feeding ground of an Allosaurus. Investigators needed to come up with a new theory to explain why an interloper, another carnivore, would have made his move. Paleontologists have re-examined the evidence to develop a scenario.
When we look at Allosaurus and Ceratosaurus, we're looking at fundamentally two different animals. They have different ancestries. The Ceratosaurus comes from a group of dinosaurs that's much more ancient. The Allosaur, on the other hand, is a group of dinosaurs that appeared later in time and has a slightly better body build.
Allosaurus, on average, seems to be a little bit more heavily built than what we see in most of the Ceratosaurus specimens. And so in a sense, Allosaurus is a sturdier kind of animal.
Ceratosaurus wasn't a massive creature, but it certainly was an effective predator.